The Prime Minister's announced a royal commission to investigate veteran suicides, bowing to mounting pressure from within and outside of Parliament. Scott Morrison declared the royal commission will be a healing process to be conducted alongside the ongoing work of the National Commissioner for Defence and Veteran Suicide Prevention. At the same time, the newly minted Defence Minister has confirmed 3,000 ADF personnel who served in Afghanistan between 2007 and 2013, will not have their meritorious unit citation revoked. In a moment, I'll discuss the scope of the Royal Commission with Afghanistan veteran John Bale. But first, here's political reporter Cameron Gooley.
In her Adelaide home, Julianne Finney cradles a photo of her son. A petty officer in the Royal Australian Navy, he was medically discharged in 2017, suffering post-traumatic stress disorder. He took his own life 2 years later.
I'm not going to bury my son and walk away. His name is Dave Finney. He was beautiful.
She's long campaigned for a royal commission into veteran suicides. Now she's been vindicated. The federal government has announced it will establish a royal commission to look into past deaths.
I would love to show that we saved one life. The more we save, the better. And that would be personal for me. It would be personal for me because it's what my son wanted.
Between 2001 and 2020, there were more than 400 known veteran suicide cases, but that figure has risen sharply over the last 12 months.
I hope it will be a healing process. I hope it will be a process by which veterans and families can find some comfort, but it obviously can't replace the loss.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has long resisted calls to establish a royal commission, instead pushing ahead with plans for a permanent national commissioner to look into the issue. A bill to establish the role is stalled in the Senate, but the government now wants to push it through in the same legislation as the royal commission.
The royal commission will look at past deaths by suicide, including suspected suicides and lived experience of suicide risks from a systemic point of view, while the National Commissioner will have a forward-looking role, including overseeing the implementation of the Royal Commission's recommendations.
Today's announcement comes after both Houses of Parliament passed a motion calling for the establishment of a Royal Commission in March. Facing a possible defeat in the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister chose not to oppose the motion. Shadow Defence Minister Brandon O'Connor.
We are glad to see the government has made a decision, although it does seem that it's done so begrudgingly, belatedly, and because of the pressure that's been brought to bear upon them by the veterans community, the veterans' families.
Mr. O'Connor says a national commissioner was never a suitable replacement for a royal commission.
The idea that this significant problem was to be dealt with by a standing commission that did not have the authority, that did not have sufficient independence, did not have the resources and the standing that a royal commission has was always flawed.
The government's new defence minister, Peter Dutton, has acted to address another concern felt by some veterans. He's confirmed he won't strip meritorious unit citation honours from 3,000 soldiers who served in Afghanistan between 2007 and 2013. Last year, the Chief of the Australian Defence Force, General Angus Campbell, recommended the honours be revoked from the Special Operations Task Group in the wake of a report into alleged war crimes. Here's Defence Minister Peter Dutton.
My judgment was that we can look at the individuals who have done the wrong thing, but that their actions shouldn't define the acts of bravery and the acts of valour of the vast majority. That 99% of people have done the right thing, and that's what we recognise today.
While some in veteran circles are happy, not everyone shares that view.
It's not like in this case it was just one or two or a few isolated cases of wrongdoing. This is almost 40 alleged war crimes.
Ben Saul is a professor of international law at the University of Sydney. He believes the government's decision to ignore a recommendation from the inquiry sends a terrible message.
It's absolutely undermining the authority and independent conclusions of that inquiry, but more importantly, also the authority of the Chief of the Defence Forces. It's the armed forces themselves that are responsible for ensuring the military discipline of forces under their control.
Mr. Dutton did make clear that anyone found guilty of committing a war crime would still lose the honour.
Cameron Gooley with that report.